Long live Charles Edward. Long life to his father, the true king.
Well, that's a welcome greeting, fellow countrymen. How is it you know me in such a crowd?
Nothing hides the blood royal from those who share it.
Indeed. Who are you then, fellow?
My name is Griffith. This boy is my son.
And where do you hail from?
Wales, sir. Cardiganshire. The most oppressed of your domains.
What finds you on French soil, so far from home?
I'm a wanderer, Highness, an exile, as you are. My fathers once were princes, but usurpers stole our lands as they did yours.
Not for long, friend. Not long now. I sail on the tide.
Now, there are many in my country who long for your return.
No, we'll not betray them. With a fair wind and a few friends, I'll be in London by Christmas. Here, wear this brooch for me. When we meet again, you'll have your lands back.
Who is that, Griffith?
The rightful heir to the throne, boy. How are your sea legs?
Why?
We are going home.
Lord of Misrule by Gareth Jones. Episode 1, The Conjurer.
Wait for me! Wait!
We're here!
Changed. Same hills. Same river. Same earth.
Where are we?
Home. This rock is Grogwynion. That river is the Ystwyth. See this stone around my neck? I found it here the day we left. Father said as long as I wore it, I'd not die till I stood here again. Hey, look. You see that mansion where the river bends towards the sea?
Mm-hmm.
That's Brithgoid, stolen from our ancestors by the Fowkes. And over there, at the head of the river, that's Comastwith, where we lived.
Just those cottages? Where the herds are grazing?
All this land, as far as you can see, all those hills and lakes and forests. And Father belong to the Lord Rhys. Look here. Here on the parchment at the base of the tree is the Lord Rhys, written in his own fair hand. And this cross here, in the highest branch, is you, Cadwaladr, the king destined to return.
My name's Iolo.
Oh, that's a nickname. And only because the damned Saxons find it easier. Anyway, boy, all this country should be ours. And it will be soon.
Griffith? Did you have your beard and all this hair when you left?
No. No, I didn't.
How old were you?
Just turned 18.
But no one will remember you.
Maybe that's just as well. At least till the prince gets here. Weak at the outside, the way he's advancing.
Griffith, does my mother live here?
Well, what if she does?
Will I see her?
Oh, all in good time. We've other business for now. Wait for me here. I have a visit to make.
Oh, don't leave me here.
Okay. Do you hear that waterfall just below us?
I think so.
If you listen hard enough, you can hear the spirit who dwells in it. And she sang to me often when I was young.
Griffith!
Won't be long. Oh, you've much to learn about this place.
Who is the boy? Never seen him before.
No, not from round here. Look at his face.
Sin. Mark of Cain on him.
Devil's hoof print on his face.
Has anybody seen my father?
Who's he then? Lucifer?
Only, I saw you all down here, and I thought he must be with you.
Where did you get a face like that, boy?
My father drove me off a horse when I was three.
Perhaps he doesn't want you back.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Why? What's so special about him?
He's as tall as that oak, and twice as broad. And his hair is thicker than all its leaves. And his beard, like ivy, covers his chest. And when he shouts, the ground shakes.
Come to me, child.
Who are you?
I am the eyes and ears of the Ystwyth. If I call upon your father, he will come.
Why are you standing there, all alone?
This circle is mine. None enters against my will, and all those bidden have my protection.
Why are they pushing me? Keep them away.
Don't be afraid of them. Come here, child. I'll protect you.
I've got you!
I thought you were Kitapel. Now you'll do my will. Upon your belly you will swallow up the plague you brought upon our cattle. Say after me, God bless. Behold, he is tormented by God's name. Say after me, God bless these herds and mend the evil I have wrought. Say it. Witness, he will not call upon the Lord to the flame. From fire you came, and to fire you return.
Put him down. Put him down.
The sacred circle.
Put him down, old man.
Father.
If you value your soul, step back.
If you value life, put him down.
Let go of me. Let me go.
My eyes. Stop him. Force him.
Now get away.
Keep me back from the fire.
He's burning.
Leave him, Yolo.
Why won't they save him?
Too scared of his magic to enter the circle. Clear a path. Get out of my way.
You're just letting him go, boys.
No.
Kill him.
Let him go.
I'm not afraid of you. See this.
Strike Sean Edmonds.
How do you know my name?
Certain he is, Isaac.
Just must be a devil.
And you are a witch, Mally Fishpond. Do you still change into an owl at night? And Thomas Jenkins, you only stutter because your wife bullies you. You, Dewey Cobbler, that hunchback sister of yours and her potions, perhaps she's bewitched the cattle.
Stop! Don't go, Master.
Stop watering your ale, Morgan, and maybe I would.
He's dead!
Oh, no. What do we do now?
Who'll help us now?
Hey, who'll kill the flame?
Friends, this man somehow knows each one of us. He has the power to slay a conjurer. He must be one. Let him cure our herds.
Aye, stop him. You were then.
I'll make him cure.
I am no conjurer. Let us leave in peace as we came here. Morgan, let me pass.
Cure them, Master. Then go your way.
Right, I need firewood.
I'll get it.
That has never been inside a house. Dry, wet, no matter. And bonfires, as many as you can build.
You don't know how to cure a cattle.
Shh. Remember in Brittany what they call the need fire?
Right, where can I find herbs?
Down by the river.
Excellent, scatter them over the fire. Then drive your cattle through the thing of smoke. And keep the fires alight till nightfall. And by midnight, the plague will be gone.
I'm sleeping.
Bonfires, indeed. I've never seen so much smoke. Wait till the prince gets here. Show him a thing or two. Hey, come on. Wake up. Holy spirits of the forest.
I'm sorry I startled you. We were loath to disturb your sleep. Why did you leave us in such haste?
We wish to thank you.
And to beg your pardon.
Please accept our apologies and our hospitality. How could we celebrate this miraculous recovery without you?
Miraculous?
No. Not miracle, of course, merely your art.
It's a trick, Griffith. They're going to kill us.
Are they? Well, 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 well. Your cruelty stinks in my nostrils, and I should leave behind a curse to blight your cattle and your crops and your children.
There is a feast prepared in the village.
But since you come on bended knee, I shall take pity on your innocence and forgive you. Lead.
We're not going back there.
Be brave, boy, be brave. They're watching. Well, praise be. It was a miracle indeed, huh?
You didn't really hear them, did you, Grant?
See for yourself, boy. You should have driven your herds up to the commons as soon as the plague struck.
Oh, we would have, sir. But there's no commons left worth grazing on.
Viscount Kirkland hedged it all off 5 years since.
Viscount Kirkland?
Aye. He knows what's good for him, John Fowke.
John Fowke.
Cheese, sir. A gift from Penon Farm. My mother begs a charm for our sickly lamb.
Thank you, my sweet. She shall have it soon.
He won't grow, sir. He is a changeling.
Certainly not. I've seen many, and they look far worse than him.
Oh, thank you, sir. He's a goat through.
It's all we have. Who stole my ribbon last year, sir?
The man who got your maidenhead.
Will he marry me before Christmas?
Only if you kept one of his hairs. One of the short and curly ones.
Sit you down, sir. Eat and drink whatever takes your fancy. As much as you may. And your familiar likewise.
What is a familiar, Griffith?
Only a demon.
I'm not.
So, tell me, Thomas Jenkins. Did no one fight for the common land?
Fight, sir?
John Fowkes had a new law passed, saying the commons was his.
That's right, Isaac. Fowkes in Parliament.
Won't be much longer.
How's that, sir?
My familiar told me.
What?
Listen, all of you. Who made this John Fowke a viscount?
The king, of course.
Aye, but which king?
George the Second, sir.
Yes, George the Second. But if a new king came along, well, perhaps John Fowke would no longer be a viscount.
I've been here in my study all night, awake all night, waiting for the first hint of news, and my servants keep a man who was in England yesterday, flirting for 2 hours with the scullery girls. I'll fetch him in.
Yes, sir.
Lord Kirkland, please restrain yourself.
I shall not, Master Powell. There's a conspiracy in this house. You're all paid by my brother. If it's bad news, I'll string you all up from that staircase. And fetch me some more port. Bloody Welsh. By now, everyone in this godforsaken hall knows who's King of England except me. Where were we, Master Powell?
This hellfire preacher, Howell Bevan. He's been drawing crowds of several hundred all over the county.
Yes. Well, bring him in and lock him up. Can't have him scaring people, especially not now.
And you'll be relieved to hear that Cattle Moraine seems to have passed. Morgan was babbling about some travelling magic monger.
Praise God for small mercies. With any luck, it'll keep him quiet. Now,
do you think the Stuarts could win, sir?
What? Of course not. Well, who wants them? Only a few mad Highlanders? No. The Germans are here to stay. It's in the stars. In my horoscope, as a matter of fact. All's well, all's well. Come in. I know you, don't I? What's your name?
Padraig Jonathan of Tregaron.
Oh, of course. You're a cattle drover. Wasn't it you I fined for bypassing my toll gates?
No.
Not a rustler, are you?
No.
You just come from England. Tell me then. Where exactly is Charles Edward?
In London, by now.
What?
He thrashed Cumberland outside of Derby. Oh. King James landed with the French at Harwich, and George has fled to Holland with the crown jewels. That's what I heard. London was full of it.
Oh, my God.
Let me assist you, sir.
Good morning, brother.
What will you do now?
What do you mean, do, Talbot?
Well, now we have a new key.
How? What?
I talked to our friend here, the drover.
What are you doing with that plan, sir?
Look, have you all gone mad?
Don't interfere, John. We have little enough time as it is. Carry it carefully.
Have you taken leave of your senses, madame?
Well, thank you to keep a civil tongue, my man. My ancestors...
were all dukes, and mine were peasants, as you never cease to remind me. And yet you married me, didn't you?
Oh, just help pack up. The ship won't wait forever.
What ship, madame?
The ship I chartered to take you to safety. It waits in Aberystwyth Harbour.
Now, don't be ungrateful, John. Talbot has been most thoughtful.
And where do you propose, ma'am, that we should go? And what shall we live on when we get there?
Gold! What else?
Exactly, ma'am. And I have none. My gold is out there. And regrettably, you cannot fit 10,000 acres of whales into a ship.
Perhaps you could win some money at game.
My gambling losses are no affair of yours. And if you complain of your diminished inheritance, may I remind you, my wife may yet bear me a son who will cut you out of it entirely.
I pray for your heir, sir, night and day.
And as for this Scottish cavalier, I may surprise you yet.
A prince is coming, the scourge of God. With fire and sword he will drive out the usurper from these islands. But this prince is merely a herald for the king who will follow. The king who has been sleeping under the hill and now returns. The sacred king, Cadwallader. This is he.
Me?
But this is your familiar.
This is my son.
He's a demon.
And I'll tell you how I came by him. Quiet over there. My father was a prince in all but wealth. Lived in a place very much like this. But on the seesaw of an upstart such as Fouke, his slavish people hounded him as a witch to a winter death. As I was digging his grave beside the lake where he died, a herd of oxen, white as a hoarfrost, rose from the waters to graze on the hillside, attended by a maiden fairer than any of you can hope to dream of. She approached me where I knelt and wiped away my tears. And when the year was over, I married her and went to live with her beneath the lake. She taught me many things, to see the future, cure the sick, and drive out devils. A son was born to us. At his birth, it was prophesied that he and his heirs would be great kings. This is he.
Why have you never told me? Why in front of them?
Sir! Sir!
Will you come quickly, please? Please come. My sister Rhiannon has been in labor for 2 days. The midwife says she'll be dead by nightfall. Only you can save her.
I'll come.
Mad girl. You couldn't deliver kittens.
The midwife says there's a spell on Rhiannon's womb. Her husband's family are so cruel to her. She's his second wife. For hours they forbade me to come to you.
Why?
They don't believe in your art. They call it superstition.
What do you call it?
I saw you cure our cattle, sir. They did not. But the master's away,
the
so...
The master? Who is he when he's at home?
Howell Bevan, Rhiannon's husband. He preaches throughout Cardiganshire.
What does he preach?
That I'm damned.
And that he saved?
Yes.
Your sister won't die. That's why I'm here.
I believe you.
I believe you do.
Ah!
command rule through suffering will heal. Lady, have no fear. A spell has closed your womb.
Oh, who wishes to hurt me? I have no enemy.
I will call him up for you. Triumph, command, rule, through suffering will heal. This oyster shell lamp, just watch its flame, how it leaps. Search the flame, and you will drive him out. What do you see? What do you see? Look harder.
No!
You must help me. Whose face? Whose face? Watch, watch the flame, watch the flame. Now what? Now? Trust yourself, Griffith. All this has been ordained. This is what your father foresaw in death. His stone has brought you safe home and delivered his tormentors into your hands. A daughter, lady, and born at the full moon. She'll be a wise one.
Diana, she's beautiful.
Look, Griffith, look. Around the child. That hood. A call. What did your father say? Luckiest talisman of all.
I was right. You've saved them both.
Here. You take her.
Oh.
Your faith saved her.
Oh. Thank you, hush now. Hush, all is well.
Yes. You rest now, mistress. Rest, rest.
Rhiannon, you're dead forever.
Oh, Rhiannon.
Husband, are you there?
I've always been here.
Oh, forgive me, please. I was so afraid. God had deserted me.
God deserts only those who desert him.
You would rather she were dead.
Better dead with faith than alive with a canker of your heathenism.
Examine your own heart for the canker. I came in peace where I was called.
With what power do you heal?
By what authority do you preach? Are you ordained?
God speaks to my conscience and my heart.
Any poor fiend knows God well enough to imitate his voice.
Leave my house!
Stop, master, stop. Tell us how you did it.
I summoned the spirit who bewitched the mother, and he came. Her own husband.
Where are you going?
It's getting late.
Oh, no, so stay.
Well, how can I stay? I have no home.
We'll build you one.
One-night house on the common.
And what might that be?
There is a law of Howell the Good that a man owns common land if he builds his house in one night and lights his hearth fire before dawn. As far as he can throw an axe head will be his land forever.
Time.
Oh, no. Well, it's a great sacrifice, but...
Brothers, sisters, think twice, I beseech you. In God's holy book is written, if a dreamer of dreams arise among you, even one who gives you a sign or a miracle, and if he then says to you, come, let us follow other gods, do not listen to him. Believe me, this man is Antichrist.
No. Come on.
Are you Hal Bevan?
I am.
My name is Thomas Powell. I have a warrant for your arrest at the suit of John Fowk, Viscount Kirkland, for preaching without a license on his estates and inciting his tenants to disaffection and unrest.
I preach the kingdom of heaven!
In the name of His Majesty King George II, disperse!
You amaze me, brother. The Highlanders are expected by the hour.
So I hear.
But I'm not leaving you to greet him, Talbot. My mind's made up. George II made me a Viscount, and by God, James III shall make me an Earl. Ah, Master Powell, I want every Whig in the county here by nightfall. We leave tomorrow to pay homage to our new sovereign.
As you wish, my lord.
So that's your strategy.
We've got that preacher, sir. Howell Bevan.
Yes, yes, not now, Thomas. Wait. What exactly has he been preaching?
Salvation, sir. Says the church is corrupt.
Like the dissenters?
Noisier.
Doesn't like Catholics.
Hates them, I should think.
We'll try him after lunch. A traitor to his Catholic Majesty, King James III. A hanging could come in useful. Yes? Ah, Morgan. Well, what is it?
Beg pardon, Your Grace, but as a man arrived up the valley, says there's a new king. A lot of folk believe him.
Out, out. Get out of here, you imbecile.
Sir?
My lord, forgive me, but how did this travelling quack know we have a new king?
By God, you're right. What's his name, Morgan?
Griffith, sir, if you believe him. Lucifer, if you don't.
Bring him in, Master Powell. He's worth looking at, I suppose. We'll deal with the two of them together.
Philip Maddock played Griffith in the first episode of Lord of Misrule by Gareth Jones. Sir John Fowke was Peter Halliday, Madeleine Megwin Owen, and Charles Edward Stewart, Gareth Armstrong. Trianon was Lisbeth Miles, Howell Bevan, Robert Blythe, Yollo, John Davis, and Talbot, Graham Blocky. Other parts were played by Di Botcher, Maurice Elliott, Gerald James, Patricia Kane, and Rhian Morgan. Lord of Misrule was directed in Wales by Adrian Morby.